Shir Ayin Hei, Yom Dalin and Yitushvat.
That the suffix from Rabbi Yechanan was Mazig Rushosi Mishanises Tzorosomau. Mazig Rushosi Mishanises Tzorosomau. What is the suffix of the Gemara? Miolim Kalvachoymer Lemiftar Tzoro. So the Pashtus HaGemara was that a Marzeg Rushosi Mishanises, she's beloved on her husband, and he dies. So the Gemara is going now on Rabbi Yosi ben Kippa, on Mikra Yitzi Midepshuto. Why she's Osur on the Yovam? Lechur, by the Yovam, she's not a Marzeg Rushosi. The Teretz is, by the Yovam, is also Mitzad HaKalvachoymer. By Yovam, is also Mitzad HaKalvachoymer. What is the Kalvachoymer? B'mutol ha'nes, rabbi osur alay kol shike. So while it's osur mitzad Kalvachoymer, b'mutol ha'nes, rabbi osur alay kol shike. So the Yovam can do Yibu. Klar the Gemara, mi'olim Kalvachoymer le'miftar tzora or not. This is this shlav of the Gemara. Mi'olim Kalvachoymer le'miftar tzora or not. No Tumak Sibu Karayis, no Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, no, and Mikra Yitzi Midei Pshutai. Miolim Kalvachoymer Lemiftar Tzora Elav. That's the source of the Shmaisa. And on that, the Kashi was, the Rashash, the Chonon, Fregen the Achroinim, what is the Tzad in the world that the Kalvachoymer could patter the Tzora? Dayo Levomin Adin Liyos Kenidoi. How it could be that this Kalvachoymer, how it could be that this Kalvachoymer will patter the Tzora? How does Kalvachoymer get part of the Torah? And the husband, she's a chayv elavim. It's a love, a marzeg ushasi is a love. But Kalvachoymer, the Yovam got the same love. Chayv elavim never part of the Torah. It's a chashash, tells the kasha, one line, kipshuta, mamash. Arei, daya levo min adin li eskenidoi. So val daya levo min adin li eskenidoi. So you have a love on the Baal. V'meile, you have a love on the Yovam. The love from the Baal goes over to the Yovam. How the Gemara has a tzad that olim kalvachoymer lemiftar tzoro? How the Gemara has a tzad that olim kalvachoymer lemiftar tzoro? How it can patter the tzoro? Mechateis. This was the kasha. And then this kasha, Reb Nochem said a teretz, you write, a normal love cannot patter the tzoro. Here it's not a normal love, even though the Rishonim call it a love. The love will pass over to the Yovam. Mechateise. He's not a Marzeg Rushosoi. He's not a Ptsua Dako. All the rice that we bought. The love doesn't go over to the Yovam. Nishto has a zach that the love will go over to the Yovam. The Avonas Advorim is that the Kalvachoymer says, Bemutol Anesro Basul Alekol Sheken, that the heter normally be'etzem is Isurei Shesach, nor is a heter from Parshas Yibu. Is a heter from Parshas Yibu. Zog the Kalvachoymer, Bemutol Anesro. As there is no heter yibum here. The Kalvachoymer says that heter yibum is not chal here. Normally it's a heter yibum. Here is no heter yibum. Why? Hashem wants that marriage to stop there. It will be matirit for the brother. But what is the geder? The geder love. This we explained yesterday. It's not the pshat that the shesach is not mutal mikol v'choil. The gather is a afkoy and the parsha and the gather of the love. From the same amount of choymer that the Teire doesn't want it to be by the Baal, af azei vayt is not chal the heter. This is be'etzem davone. B'mele sidoa yishesach. So first, if the Yovam does a bia, what is the aveira that he has? He has a aveira v'yishesach. Before Reb Nochem came into the sugya, the asroi that they have to give to the Yovam is a marzeg rushosa. I don't know how to tell him it exactly. But the asroi of the love will be a love of a marzeg rushosa. Reb Nochem called him as asroi of a love of Eishasach. And b'meile, valetz Eishasach was a tzad that Eishasach could part of the tzoro. It's not stamachai v'lavim, it's Eishasach. Eishasach has a starker koyach to part of the tzoro, because it's a afkoy from the parasha, like Reb Chanan explains. And we explain that this Eishasach is a Herbedik Eishasach. Because the Eishasach Atzma is not Mutar Le'ibum. Here the Teire doesn't want Yibum at this Eishasach. It's Afkoi in the Eishasach. As even Eishasach, the island is Kripat of the Tzora. The Eishasach is a Herbedik Eishasach. This was the Reb Nochem. Reb Kveger said that Nochem, after is a love and is no heter, Remember, today is not going to be Shmuel that there is no mitzvah. Today there is no mitzvah. The mele, the chorus comes back. Oh, but this is already a chorus than the mele. This is already stopped. If there is no mitzvah, so she bleibt there, she sach on haeta, kum zurich the chorus. Oh, but that chorus cannot part of the Torah. This is not a noise in the sugya. That is a chorus than the mele. Oh, but the afkoy from the parasha is in the gedder of a lot. Oh, but mikol makrim, this was Reb Nochum's teretz. So I want to make it clear. We have the Rashash's kasha. Ari, how is the tzadet kalvachomer could part of the Torah? It's not chay velavim. Zog Reb Nochum is no tzadet this chay velavim could part of the Torah. The Ishesach could part of the Torah. And this kalvachomer just brings back the Ishesach. Dosti given Reb Nochum's mahalach. We said this Reb Nochum's mahalach has couple chesroinus. That Reb Aaron was aimed on them. One chesroin is, no one mentioned Ishesach, you know. For Reb Nochum Aaron, we had a Duke Rashi in Soita, Meir in Soita. No one said Eishesach. All of the Rishonim speak about the love, Chai Velavim of the Marzik Roshosoi. No one calls him that Eishesach. No, someone had to mention. Kal Vachoy Mamiz, the man is an Isur Eishesach. And the Russian Rishonim, they call it Alamol Chai Velavim. There's no mention as Meredba of Isur Eishesach. Say that. This is Reb Nochum's day. The second hour is that we fell off in the whole sugya before. Before Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur said to Maksibah Karayis, Rabbanon said in Mikra Yitzim in the Pshutai. Now the Gemara said no. No, Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur. No, in Mikra Yitzim in the Pshutai. We're working with the Kal V'Chaymer. Ayakir, Ayakir, we're working with the Kal V'Chaymer. And what Nezach? A switch in the Gemara. No one mentions Rishonim, Achonim. Me'achshov, Loib Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur. Me'achshov, Loib Psuim. We all ayakir, ayakir, we're going to Rabbanon, and we're clearing a new shaila. The Seder al-Limud HaShas had to be Chotcher Rishon, Rashi, a thesis to explain, V'sugi de'oche, Oslo, K'day Amrin el-Eil, ayakir, ayakir. No one mentions it. It's not written down b'chlal. It's not gishmak, B'Seder HaPshat. It's not a kasha. But B'Seder HaPshat, it's not gishmak. B'Seder HaPshat, it's not gishmak. But the main kasha we mentioned, Reb Aaron asked, Soita Sofik. The most of the Rishonim is a Mishnah and beginning of Soita. She cannot do Yibu. Choletzes veloy mis yabemes. The Gemara brings it down the last line, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, in the bottom. Nichmes oyim ole seisra asur le baile vele trumo veimes choletzes veloy mis yabemes. The loy mis yabemes is an amud. Veloy mis yabemes. So she can't do Yibu. Zog the Raiva, the most of the Rishonim veritva, but she doesn't patter the tzor. The Medayik in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah only spoke about her, not about Tzorosa, that she doesn't patter the tzor. That's how we pass in Shulchan Aruch. Fragt Reb Aaron, why? She herself cannot do Yibum, Kal Vachomer. Bemutol HaNesra, Be'osol HaNekol Sheken. Even if you also have Mud Rosh Hashanah, but for sure you have a Kal Vachomer. Bemutol HaNesra, Be'osol HaNekol Sheken. If the Gemara has a tzad now that the Kal Vachomer could part of the Tzorah, so why the Gemara at least didn't bring a raya? Nichmes so imo lesei sar choletzes v'lo imis yabemes hotzoroso mit yabemes. This is the way the Rishonim explained before. Shmamin olo yolim Kal Vachomer lemiftar Tzorah. Soita Sofek is not Tumaksi Bo Karayis. Soita Sofek, Tumar Bevada is only Belav. Soita Sofek is a new power, she doesn't have Tumaksi Bo Karayis. So why she can't be Misyabim? The Gemara says, Kal Vachomer Ado Le'achav Le'liyavim. But she has a Kal Vachomer. And even so, she doesn't part of the Tzor. So why the Gemara here, when she was looking for Rayis, if Kal Vachomer could part of the Tzor or not, why the Gemara didn't bring it out to Raya? So these are the three kashas that we mentioned yesterday. First, not gishmak b'chidushu Reb Nochum that it's ishesach. So mainly we have tzurik the Rashash's kasha. Why chav elavim kupat of the tzor? Reb Nochum, all Reb Nochum. Why chav elavim kupat of the tzor? That's one kasha we need to answer. If we don't say Reb Nochum's day, that's ishesach, and afkoe, we go kipshuta. Second kasha, no mashma here, that is a new sugya, we forgot about the sugya from before. But the main kasha is, so it's a suffix. Why she doesn't part of the Tzorah, if you're the side of the Gemara? These are the three orders of Rebar. I want to ask you a fourth child. It's a kushya tzumo. The Anshe Shem frek the kasha. The Gemara is going now a little bit of Rabbonon, right? Lefi Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, we said, Tumak Sibu Karai, she can part of the Tzorah. The sugi is going a little bit of Rabbonon. If the sugi is going now a little bit of Rabbonon, so I'm asking you a child. Rabbi Yechonon Boy, Hamarzir grushosoy mishenises tzoroso mal. Why dafka amarzeh grushosei mishenisus? Lefi Rabbonon, amarzeh grushosei minayirusin tzoros amau? Hare la'aloha lefi Rabbonon, you're not allowed to be marzeh grushosei minayirusin. If you're not allowed to be marzeh grushosei minayirusin, so the Gemara had to tell the kasha much better. Amarzeh grushosei minayirusin mau? She patters the tzoros, she doesn't patter the tzoros. She's also to the husband. She's also on the Yavam. She patters the Tzora, or she doesn't patter the Tzora. Why the Gemara is only Maimi the Suge, Marzik Ushosai, Mishanises? Are we going to Rabbonon? Rabbonon don't need Nises. Rabbonon, all the Isra of Marzik Ushosai is a Filumina Eirusin. And the kasha is that the Rambam and the Rif, when they bring down this Gemara la'aloche, they say Amar zeh grushos v'mishanises choletzes v'loy midyabemes v'loy poteret tzoroso. Zog de'an sheshem, we pass it like Rabbonon, so this aloche has to be a rein gizetz. Amar zeh grushos v'minayirusin. She's not midyabemes kal v'choymer. Sofek if the kal v'choymer will part of the tzoro or not. And if it's the Kal V'Chomer will part of the Tzora, it will part of the Tzora. Why the Gemara is my mid sugi only Mechai Gavna? These are the four halachos. Zogt Rebaran Ayesoid. Zogt Rebaran, I'm going without the Reb Nochem. Chosh b'das Rashi v'Aramba. B'das Teisis is Reis Nishtazeh. Das Rashi, Aramba, Memur Rishon. Zog the Baron Avade, no one means the Ishisach comes back. We're not going with the Ishisach, it's a normal Chayvelavim, till the Ritva said that this Chayvelavim in Baalukonu, the Ritva, if it's a Ishisach, had to be Tzavkoy from the parasha, it's very short to understand why I'm being Baalukonu. It's a normal Chayvelavim. So we're going back to the original Kasha. If it's a normal Chayvelavim, how the Gemara has a tzad that Olim Kalvachoyma Lemifta Tzara? How the Gemara has a tzad? That olim kal v'chomer lemiftar tzora. How the kal v'chomer could patter the tzora? Ayale al hadas that the kal v'chomer could patter the tzora. Dai lavoi min adin li esken idem. Chai v'lavim don't patter the tzora. How she could patter the tzora? Nochem az ezeitze. Zogt Rebaran poshet. The sugya is going kerabonon. Aber we going after the sugya before. Even if Rabbonon that hold that is an isu min ha'irusin, ober ein mikro yoitza midei pshutoi. So lemaisa we have two maksim boke arayas. Ein mikro yoitza midei pshutoi. But, and who it says tume? And the Baal, not on the Yavam. Especially if it's ein mikro yoitza midei pshutoi, it's not a directed roshe. It's not ein mikro yoitza midei pshutoi. So by the Baal it's a tuma. So avada we know by the Baal is a lav. A regular love that has a shame to me of Marzik Ushosoi is a love. Oh, but this love is by the Baal. How the love goes over to the Yavam, Kal V'Chomer, like the B'choshor. V'muto lo ne'esra, be'osu lo le'kol sheken, the Kal V'Chomer goes over to the Yavam. Clears the Gemara. When a love goes over to the Yavam with a Kal V'Chomer, it has the whole toikif of the tumor to patter the tzora or not? Hari be'etzem, by the Yavam is no tuma. She was not mezana, she was not boiget. She not remarried someone else against the Yavam. But the Yavam be'etzem is no chisol. But the Yavam be'etzem is no chisol. No vos kal v'chayma. If the Baal has the problem goes over to the Yavam. But when the Yavam receives the lav, he has the choymer of the tuma to patu the tzora or not? Miolim kal v'chomer lemiftar tzora or not? Rabbanan in the Chidushim, I didn't make copies, says, I'm Mamer HaMuzgar, not stop. Why Taki the Gemara has a tzad that the tumor will not drop over? He says, Ari by the Yavam, it's not real that it's a tumor. Right? It's only tumor by the Baal. Why by the Yavam it's a tumor? Because he's taking over the Ishus HaBaal. But if a Zayi Vaida, he's not allowed to take it, so the Maisa, she's not Tomei to him. Today there is no mitzvah sibum. If he will do a bia, what is the avera that he will have? If the Yavam will do a bia to this lady, what is the avera he will have, lemaisa? Lemaisa, she's mufka from the parsha, so lemaisa, she's a shesach, but she's not tumev machzik u'shasri anymore. Because if he can't do it, so it's, she's an erva only in potential. But lemaisa, after that, there is no yibum. So if Lo Yitzu on Yibum, you know what? A different brother made Yibum. And now he wants to marry her. Lo Yitzu, he could. He's over a Shesar. He has a heter, a Shesar. He got a heter. So. Yeah? He's not over a Yisur and Marzugu Shosui. So, but again, this is I think it's supposed to explain why was it sad that the tumor by the Kalvachoyme will lose it. He could get the love, but maybe he can't do Yibum. It's also to him to do Yibum, because if he takes over the issues of the brother, the mutal and esra, but also lalekol shekin. Aber avade, that a minute later, the mashal, a person has a wife and he divorces her and he's ma'asa gushasoi. Then he throws her away. Now he's alive. A brother goes and he marries her. He's over and ma'asa gushasoi? No. He's over and ishisach. Mutal and esra, but also lalekol shekin. It's only when you come at Yibum, you have that. So in the end of the day that you don't come at Yibum, she's not really a tumor. But again, this is Lemevinim. Reb Aaron says, not stam. But it's a Gishmaki Kalbachoyim. But the suffix of the Gemara. Back to the word of the Baal. The word of the Baal is, the Tuma is written on the Baal. The Kalbachoyim brought it to the Yovam that he can't do Yibum. But the Gemara declares, Miolim Kalbachoyim, that he has that Shem Tuma to part with the Tzorah or not. Zeu Sugi the Shmaisin. So Fakert go, the sugi is after we mention Tumah Ksiba Ke'arayis, Rabban and all in Mikro Yoytze Midei Pshutoi. So Gav Yechad, I know that in Mikro Yoytze Midei Pshutoi. But I'm clearing that as written Legabi the Baal. Aber Legabi the Yavam, he gets it, that's Kalva Choymer. Mi Olim Kalva Choymer le Miftar Tzorah or not. So first, if we're going back, and this is what we have to remember from everything. Someone asks, why the Kalva Choymer? Olim Kalva Choymer le Miftar Tzorah. Someone asks you, Olim Kalva Choymer le Miftar Tzorah. I chayvelavim the rashash is kasha. How chayvelavim could part of the tzora? We have two terutzim. Reb Nochem, the kalvachoymer meant eishesach. Rebbe, the kalvachoymer meant a love, and a normal love cannot part of the tzora. Oh, but this is a love of tumak sibok arayis. Arayis could part of the tzora. Maybe this could part of the tzora. So it's a machlekes gloilo. Lefi Reb Nochem, Kalvachoyme means Chayvelavim of Eishesach, and the suffix of the sugi is if Eishesach could part of the Tzorah or not. Lefi Reb Aaron, the Chayvelavim, no Eishesach. I Chayvelavim normally don't part of the Tzorah, but this is a different one. He's a Tumak Siba Ke'arayis. He could part of the Tzorah. So who part of the Tzorah in the Kalvachoyme? Lefi Reb Nochem, the Eishesach, and Lefi Reb Aaron, the Lav. I Chayvelavim don't part of the Tzorah. So Lefir Abnachem, it's a Shesach, it's not Chayv Elavim. Lefir Abaron, it's a Lav, if Tumak Siba Ke'arayis. Meile Zog Rabaron, the Teretz on his Kasha. Soito Sofek is no Tumak Siba Ke'arayis. So the Kalv Chayim doesn't part of the Tzorah. Stam Chayv Elavim don't part of the Tzorah. Only Tumak Siba Ke'arayis part of the Tzorah. Soito Sofek is no Tumak Siba Ke'arayis. Teisa says, only Belav, but Sofek, we don't say Tumak Siba Ke'arayis. So Meile, she doesn't part of the Tzorah. Lefir Abnachem, that the Eishesach. Frank Rabaron, say the Sofek also has Eishesach. Kalvachemer brings down the Eishesach. But Lefir Abaron, Kalvachemer only brings the Lav. Just if the Lav is the Tumah part of the Tzorah. Here the Tumah doesn't have, the Meile doesn't part of the Tzorah. This is Be'etzem, the Chap of Rabaron. What? So the Vadei have a drosha. We have a drosha, it's different. No, the Tuma direct on the Yavam. We say, B'dasa Teisvis. We say, what? Ein Echabam. I said, we go with B'das Rashi and the Rambam. All the shit is Rabban Cheshmiz. I said, it's Arichas. We can't. Rabban takes care of all the different shittas. We're trying, but the ikavot of Rabban, we have legabi our sugi, as I said. I want miyat to buy ois. But to take out, there's two parts. To take out, Rabban made a mapecha from Reb Nochem. But that's what we have to know. The Rishonim, till Reb Nochem came, everyone learned the sugi as a lav, and as a sugi, olim kalvachoyim ala miftar tzorah. And this is all the achoyim as the kasha, loy shomanu shechai velavim patr tzorah. Dai lehom latin kilinidoi. Reb Nochem made a mapecha. The pshat is the say shesach. And that part is the Tzorah, not Chayvelavim part of the Tzorah. This is the Ma'apeche for Reb Nochem. Reb Aaron says, I'm leaving it Kipshutoi. Numel Chayvelavim cannot part of the Tzorah. Here is a Tumak Sibur Ke'arayis. And the Tumak part is the Tzorah. This is his Cheshman. Very glad. Aber Azei, lass mich gehen weiter. We'll start to clear on the fear about it. He said that word my father after him, Rosh Hashorim, and Mus for him, from the David. We're going now to fear about it. So the fear about it, the Kalvachoymer cannot stand part of the Torah. The Kalvachoymer can only part of the Torah because the Kalvachoymer brings over a love that is called Tuma, and the Tuma Ke'arai is good part of the Torah. Right? This is the Chaper Rabal. It brings back a Tuma, and Tuma Ke'arai is good part of the Torah. If Dosi the Pshat, it brings back Tuma, and Tuma Ke'arai is good part of the Torah. When you have Tuma Ksibo Ke'arayis, Ari Rabbi Yossi holds every Mazel Gushosim and Nesuim is Tuma Ksibo Ke'arayis. Rabbonan holds the Postlik is going on Soito. Aber ein Mikro Yoitza Midei Pshutoi. Here I want to be Maimi the Shailek Doilo Meoit. Rabbi Yossi holds a person divorces his wife, he's allowed to remarry her. She gets married, he's allowed to remarry her. She makes a bia, then he's not allowed to take her. Tuma Ksibo Ke'arayis. Rabbanon hold the Tuma Dir Bichlal didn't speak about Mazel Gushos, he spoke about Soita. So if you divorce a wife, she marries someone else without a bia, you can't take her back. Aber Rabbanon say, aber ein mikro yoitze mide pshutoi. Fault shtei da Tuma. I'm asking you a shayla. Lefi Rabbanon, fault shtei da Tuma. Ein mikro yoitze mide pshutoi. When you have Tuma Ksibo Ke'arayis, ein mikro yoitze mide pshutoi. The Hainu. Rabbi Aaron explained that the Kalvachoyma will only part of the Tzor, why? Val Tuma Ksibo Ke'arayis. Val Tuma Ksibo Ke'arayis, b'melet will part of the Tzor. Val Tuma Ksibo Ke'arayis, ein nechana mi Rabbonon hold that the Posuk is on Soito, aber ein mikro yoitze mi nepshuto, it has a Tuma, it will part of the Tzor. And here I'm asking you, when lefi Rabbonon we say ein mikro yoitze mi nepshuto, and she has a Tuma? And I'll bring you the Tutsdodi. One side is, the fear of Yossi I know. Divorce, she marries someone else, she wears a beer, she got a tumor, you can't take her back. The fear of Bonan, even without getting a beer to someone else, you're not allowed to take her back. Aber ein mikro yoitze mi nepshuto. When? Every time that you mazik ushosu min ha'erusin, already ein mikro yoitze mi nepshuto and she has a tumor? Or only if she made a beer and you take her back, then you say ein mikro yoitze mi nepshuto. Think, Yaakov, think. Don't make me rise about the God. Think. Rabbanon hold ein mikro yoitze midei pshuto. Rabbanon hold ein mikro yoitze midei pshuto. Now, Mazdi Gushosa is also min ha'erusin. But ein mik now lefi rabbanon doesn't have a stempel of tuma. Tuma is going on soita. But ein mikro yoitze mi nepshuto. I'm asking you when ein mikro yoitze mi nepshuto. Only if it was also a bia, or even when it was no bia, ein mikro yoitze mi nepshuto. So it's tutzdod. I'll tell you the tutzdodim. I don't know what is more glad. I think 50% of the Tamil Chachamim say one tzad is for sure MS, and the other said other tzad, but we'll see. One svara is to say, Rabbanon hold the posuk is not talking, the bia is not talking about Mazel Gushosay. The bia is talking about Soito. No, boss, the Tanya calls it tumor. So it has a tumor, but not with a Maisa bia. It's the same parasha. Lefi Rabbanon, the issue to take back the Mazel Gushosay is without a bia. No, boss. The pasuk calls it a tumor. So every mazik ushosem min hakiddushin lefi rabbanon, it's called a tumor. Other name. When is in mikro yoitzem min hapshutoi? Only if it was also a beer. That lefi rabbanon, it's also to take her back min hakiddushin. When she gets the title, if she made a ma'aseh beer. So then in mikro yoitzem min hapshutoi. Other name. The pasuk is an erusin. But the pasuk calls it a tumor, so it has the same tumor even in a erusin. Lefi Rabbanon. It says Shem Tume for something else. And Mikro Yetzim in the Pshutai, that the Torah gave it the Shem Tume. But not in a different case. V'chi Lefi Rabbanon is two cases of Mazel Gushosai, a lower level and a higher level. But it's two levels of Mazel Gushosai. The love is to take her back. loyal level, starker level, go amach zigushosoi, go amach mecheteise, is the isu amach zigushosoi. The tumah is a fasoito. Stay the tumah, so sido, tumah do. Other night, when will be? I hear tuts nodding. I don't buy, say tuts nodding. These are the tuts nodding. The mistaber is that it's totally taki why Rabbonon want to remove the pasuk. Taisa said that the reason Rabbonon removed the pasuk because they said the bia, if a marzik rushoso is not called a bia's tumor, she's allowed to marry someone else. A person divorces his wife, you can't call a tumor that she made a bia to someone else. She's allowed to do it. So it can't be called dirty, it can't be called tumor. That bia is not called tumor. That pasuk is speaking about Saita. This is the way Taisa explained it. So you can't say mikra etzim pshuta, but if you did it, it's called tumah. It's not called tumah if you rabbanon. Rabbanon say in truth, this is mishkan tumah. That beer is not called tumah. The pasuk is the isul to take her back because she married someone else. The beer and that beer doesn't make no difference in the gabi de isul. B'meile, lefi rabbanon tumah ksiba ke'arayis, even in a kiddushin is called tumah ksiba ke'arayis, because the metzias is a mikra etzim pshuta. So meile, it's called that she has a tumah. Doesn't make a difference. But if we learn like Rashi, that the reason Rabbanon removed the pasuk, not because they didn't like to say that Bias Masr Gushosi is called a tumor. She's cave on the Chsiva Vaye, Masha, there's an issue to marry her, even if she married someone else. Oh, but they're asking that the Bia could be called a shame tumor. So then you could learn Pshatake, that, and Mikra Yisim Mikipshutim means that if it was a Maiset Bia, then it's called a tumor. So we have two Tzdodim and Rabbanon. Rabbanon hold, Ein mikra yoytzim milipshutoi, and it has two maksibo kearayas. What is the case that Rabbanon hold in mikra yoytzim milipshutoi, and it has the shame of arayas? Evi mazri gushosoi, or only mazri gushosim in anisui? Zog the world, if we will learn pshat. Pedas haram ve'arif and Rashi. That mazri gushosoi, what Rabbanon say, ein mikra yoytzim milipshutoi, what Rabbanon say, ein mikra yoytzim milipshutoi. It means widows. The ma'ase bia, Rabbanon are masking to Rabbi Yosi, I'll say, mikra yoytzim lepshutoi, that it has a shame tumor. If we we'll say that, so now we have a gishmak in pshat in the Gemara. Boy, Rabbi Yechanon, boy, amaz regushos em mishanis es mau. The suffix of the Gemara is, miolim kal vachoyim ele miftar tzor or not. This suffix of the Gemara is only mazik ushasim na nesuim. Min ha'eirusin is not too maksiba ke arayas. So for sure she doesn't pass to the tzora. On Rebaron we're going now without tumor. Lefi Reb Nochem we're going without tumor. A regular kal vachoyim. The ish is ach patras. So ene chanami will can learn mishanisas. As lav davka mishanisas. Like that's a shame. Oh, but that's Rashi and Rambam, zog Rebaron. We're learning pshat that the whole tzad of the Gemara that olim kal vachoyim ele miftar tzora is val. As two maksibo kearayas because ein mikro yoytze mide pshutoi, so val ein mikro yoytze mide pshutoi two maksibo kearayas, the mele is a tzad that the kal vachomer will remove the isu to the yavam and that will pass to the tzara. This is only when it's ein mikro yoytze mide pshutoi. When is ein mikro yoytze mide pshutoi? Only in the case that was a nesuim. But Rabbi Yechanon hamazik ushos min nesuim tzoros amau. So the suffix is taken dafkim in anesuim. It's very geschmack that the Rambam and the Rif bring it down in anesuim. Freg the Chad Sheshem, why in anesuim? The Torah is because the sugya has to go with ein mikra yoytzim in epshutoi. And again, we'll learn pshat in mikra yoytzim in epshutoi only in a case that was taken ma'ase bia. Then Rabbonon amaskim to Rabbi Yosi. B'meile, only then it could pass to the Tzor. Teisus learns nishtase. Teisus will learn evi mazrik ushosim min ha'erusin lefi Rabbonon has a shame tumah because and mikra yoytzim in pshuto means that this habit. But with the Rashi and Rambam we're learning in mikra yoytzim in pshuto only when it was a ma'ase bia. It's too stark a rayas with the Rambam that lefi Rabbi Yosi lefi Rabbonon is too ma'ase gushosoi. It's a ma'ase gushosoi min ha'erusin that doesn't have the mikra yoytzim in pshuto and it's min ha'nesuim that it's a higher level. Even so, it doesn't pass to the Tzora. First, because the Rambam brings down the Gemara Kipshutai, Mishalises. But it's two Marayas. The Rambam, Beyad HaChazokes, four times the Rambam brings down Masri Groshosai. Hilchus Geirushin, when he brings down Mahzik Roshosoy, Hamahzik Roshosoy, Mishiniskat Shalachar, Loike. But I'm in the Sanhedrin, brings the list of the Malkas, Vachain Hamahzik Roshosoy, Mishiniskat Shalachar, Loike. He passes like Rabbonon, Mahzik Roshosoy, Minahirusin, as Loike. By us, he bought in Anesuim. The Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, how he writes down this halacha. And Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvahs Loisese. When the Rambam brings down the Mitzvahs Loisese, Zog the Rambam, Mitzvah Shin Nun Vav. Shehizira Odom, Milehazir Grushosoy, Achar Shenises Lezulosoy. Rambam Frankel is very busy here. But he says he didn't find a Ksav Yad. It's a mistake. We pass it like Rabbanon. Why in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Shin Nun Vav, Hizorodo Mileazir Gushosoy Achar Shenises Lezulosoy? It's Nish Emes. The Teretz says, you're right, Avada de Isur is Min HaKiddushin. But if Ein Mikro Yoytza Midei Pshutoy, and it means that the pasuk is talking, there was a beer, it's a klal and sefer HaMitzvahs, he copies the psukim k'mo yishahem. If a mikro yitzim in the pshuta, it doesn't mean there was a beer. Even in the erusin is called tume, so he can't copy the pasuk like that, and ishtar has a pasuk. But if a mikro yitzim in the pshuta is talking about a case that was a beer, so the Rambam could bring it down, and the loshin is zironu. And the bottom here is very busy. Says Rabbi Hilchus Geirushin, because of Sheniskatcho. Why here? He says Achra Nesuim. This is one Rambam. The Torah says a mikro yitzim in pshutoy means kipshutoy. That was a ma'ase bia. Another Rambam in Hilchus Isurei bia. Perek Tesvav. The Rambam brings down that Mamzer is only Michai Velavim. I'm sorry. Mamzer is only me'arayas. Chai ve'lavi is never a mamzer. Ve'afilu ha'marzik rushose mishenises. Hito eivo ve'mboneo to eivo. The blood is not a mamzer. Why mishenises? We pass it like Rabbonon. Rambam doesn't say he's coming out from Rabbi Yisi. It doesn't go like that. So if a mitzvah is not mafkir from Rabbi Yisi. The Teretz says, min ha'kiddushin is pshita lefi Rabbonon. That the blood is not a mamzer. The whole sal kedaitoch that the vlad will be a mamzer perik the zov aloche beis was lefi rabbonon marzik ushos min anesuim tu moksim bo kearayis ein mikro yoitza min epshutoi maybe the vlad is mamzer komash malon and they had some tastes in yudal and amud beis the bramaschil nase goes to the zov amud alef says that even lefi rabbi as even lefi rabbi yoisi we have hito eivo ven bonel to eivim gam le rabbonon tzorich et ze kevon shein mikro yoitza mide pshutoi so I would think that the kid is a mamzer kama shalom that the kid is not a mamzer zog the Rambam but we are would think that the kid is a mamzer le'achar shenises the Teretz is dosi de amodas advori so again is a sacharichas Murt mechashmen discheshmen. I'm saying this is the first nusach that they say b'shem rabbi. But the cheshmen is that be'etzem the chay velavim pater the tzoru. We're going back in all of kesef mishnah magid mishnah ritva all the rishonim kipshutoy. I would say shesach it's shver ritva balukom. It's so shver to learn like Reb Nachum. But all the milers is a lot of shverkeits. What is the tzad that you need chalitza zafkoy with the parsha? How in balukom is zafkoy for the parsha? Say a lot of teres. It's like about chay velavim. No, two books of a guy, spat is the tzor. This is the aleph of Rebaram. The base of Rebaram, Ober Azei, if two books of a guy, it's Mikra, it's Mishudoi, it's only Mishanises, so the whole story is only Mishanises. But Avad, if it was no Mishanises, was no Havimin in the Sugi, that was part of the tzor. This is the Cheshmin of the Sugi. This is the first Chelek of Rebaram. And we explain, Rebaram, I said, Beremize, the whole tzad of Olim Kal Vachomer, not Olim Kal Vachomer, it's not stam sachkire. About to explain, there's a whole lomdus here. That the Tumak Simba Karayis is not so clear how it will catch over to the Yavam, because it's only a Yisur Leibum. And when it stops to be a Yibum, it's no more Tuma. So it's like a galgal as a kol ze achnis besveikis a gimore. This is the Tosefes Avone and the Cheshme for Rabbah. I want to go now to the second Chelik of the Sugya. Be'etzem is not kosher to that. Maybe in the end it will be mekasheret. Tesvis and Daf Pei Daled Amud Beis, we mentioned them yesterday, clears a shayla. The halacha is b'mutol l'nesra b'asol l'kol shikah. You have a mudol l'nesra b'asol l'kol shikah. That's in the suffix of the Gemara. B'mutol l'nesra b'asol l'kol shikah. So if she became asur in the middle, maybe it should become asur in the yavam kamash malon. Frek teisus akasha. So p'tzua dako also could happen in the middle of marriage. A guy becomes a p'tzua dako. So it will patru the tzor. If the guy will die, say b'mutol l'nesra b'asur l'kol shikah. And teisus answers the teretz that it's only things that are happening in the lady, not things that happen in the man. Shir Tzuadaka, Afunu Nifza Laha Shaneso, Lemitzre Bochli Yovam, Shem Tzuadaka, Velamri Mutal Nesro, the Leshach Elok Shanase Boisho, Shumaise, the Asur Bekahla Baal, Soito Mazugushosi Perekame, has to be something in the lady, not something in the man. I want to ask you first to learn the stasis Be'il. Tesis as the Kasha Tzuadaka, you will say b'mutol l'nesra b'asur l'kol shekhen. If a person has a wife and he becomes a p'tzuadako and he dies, you can't do yibum. Why Tesis doesn't ask a kasha stam? If my brother is a mamzer and he dies, so I can't do yibum b'mutol l'nesra b'asur l'kol shekhen. If my brother is a nosin cholol, all these things, I can't do yibum b'mutol l'nesra b'asur l'kol shekhen. Why Tesis is only asking from Ptsua Daka that became Ptsua Daka in the middle of the life? What? No. What? My brother's a mamza. I'm not a mamza. What?
Only has to happen after the marriage.
What? It has to happen in the middle of the marriage. B'mutol nesro b'asul alekol sheken. So Tesis, I found one case. A normal person happened become to be a Ptsua Daka, has to become a Ptsua Daka, finally became a Ptsua Daka, so maybe b'mutol l'nesra b'asur l'kol shekhen. What? Again, I'm asking why he's only asking deer and not in mamza. I'm asking why he's only asking a Ptsua Daka and not in mamza. What is the answer? Why is asking only on a case if someone became a Ptsua Daka in the middle of his life? Why is not asking on a case if a mamza? Why is only asking that? So Avada, the answer is the mutar l'nesra be'asur l'kol shekhen. So now, Tesis kasha is a mother kasha be'etzem. We will say, what is the shaychus? Only when it's a problem in the marriage. When it's not a problem in the marriage, mechateset to say the mutar l'nesra be'asur l'kol shekhen. Mechateset to say. Pshat is, if it's a problem, the marriage of the brother, it can't go over to me. He has stam a problem, mechatez was shaykhus to me. No. Pashtus teis kasha doesn't start. When the pshat masu gushos Hashem doesn't want that marriage, is a problem in the marriage, so I can't take over that marriage. But if the enemy is a p'tzodak, the enemy has a pimple on his nose, a p'tzodak, what is the shaykhus to me? He has a zaytik mum, he's a baal mum.
What?
No, he doesn't want that mum. There's no shaykhus to the marriage. No problem in a marriage. And Tesis doesn't answer that. Tesis just answers, has to be that, what? But it's not the pshat that the nesuim is a problem. Where is the problem? In the marriage of these two people or this person is a baya? The nesuim is a problem, or the nesuim with that person? Yes. So what we're saying is a stira because we have to become Hashem. You're right. But Tesis doesn't answer. Tesis answers the problem has to be in the isha, not in the ish. The hainu, when the isha is bad, so I can take over that isha. When my brother was bad, I'm not bad. This is what Tesis answers.
Isn't that also on Harshi?
Everyone is also on everyone. Isur is on both. The Isur is on both. Abazakhtesis has to be Shanasa Maisa Beisha. Peidalad on Mudbeis Dibra Amasra Shir. So I want to ask you a Shaila. Maybe it's Amaratz's Dikha Shaila, but I didn't find no one asks this Kasha. I don't know why no one speaks about this Kasha. Mazigushosai happened before the marriage. So how the Gemara makes a kalvachomer?
She's one.
So you say, so you want to say mutar l'nesro, but no shaykh to the issues. L'chum b'asa gushos says now mutar l'nesro. Before the marriage, she was also. Before the marriage, she was also, no? She's also before the marriage.
For the second marriage.
But again, we're not doing Yibum as the first marriage. We're doing Yibum as the second marriage. It's an Ishus Dikeisu, you're right. It's an Ishus Dikeisu. So what?
She stays
with Matzah,
it's
Kushas. So what? Again, the Shaila, what is the Svara B'muta L'Nesra? B'asun L'Kashiket. Try, when you have that Chisar? B'muta L'Nesra, B'asun
L'Kashiket.
So what?
So
you want to say mutala asula means stand by a person that was a mole muta became also. Pashas, the pshat is that this marriage became a problem. This marriage did become a problem. It was a problem before the beginning. Like a mamzer and a nosin like before marriage. Again, so you're saying and the revolt. That the mamzer shows that the marriage is not good. Not because the marriage became also. I mean, let me get inside of the vote. We have a kalvachayim be mutol or nesra be osur or lekol shikin. When Taisus and asked the kasha, afilu be ptzu odaka say kalvachayim be mutol or nesra be osur or lekol shikin. Taisus and Seuta doesn't have an answer. Bleib tzorichil. Taisus and Seuta bleib tzorichil. Taisus Seuta doesn't answer. Taisus by us answers it has to be by the isha. Doesn't have to be by the ish. It's Masha from Taisus that he was only asking if it happened in the middle of the marriage. If it happened before the marriage, Taisus is not asking a kasha if someone was also before saving mutar or nesra. So you can answer me, and maybe it's a real answer. Abishi was nesra to a person that was mutar, even not in the marriage, we say mutar or nesra ba'asul ala kol shekin. And Masha Gushon said, Amol she was mutar, she became also. So the mutar or nesra ba'asul ala kol shekin doesn't have to be inside this marriage. I'm asking a shayla. We could answer. I'm asking again. The shayla is the mutal and nesra ba'asul and the kol shekin. Taisus is medame to all of the lavim, and he answers as I think he tells it. Now the shayla is if Taisus is only shtelling his kasha b'kshat because that can, it has to happen in the middle of the marriage. There's a smorin. The mutal and nesra ba'asul and the kol shekin. But if it happened before, you never will say it. Although you'll say that even though it happened before, Abelamaisa she was mutter to him, and she became also, it's also a smaller b'mutter anesra b'asur l'kol shekin. Again, so the shayla is, what is the pshat b'mutter anesra b'asur l'kol shekin? What is before the yibum?
And for the
Yibum,
because
it has to be
for Moko,
Nesra. Again, we're asking a Shaila Lemaisra. Again, the Shaila is a hat. Khrushchevka is not in the issues. Khrushchevka is not in the issues, Lechur. Khrushchevka is not, it's a Zaitik Chisot. I'm trying to ask a Shaila. Taisa says Kalvachem b'muta l'nesra ba'asul l'kol shekin. This has to happen b'toich ha'nisuyim. If it happens koidem ha'nisuyim l'chura, it's not. So I'm asking Marzul Gushosu is before. So you can answer me one of the two. You can answer me one of the two. Or you can answer the pshat is that it's also called b'muta l'nesra ba'asul l'kol shekin. Because she was mutter and mol to him, it doesn't have to happen b'teicha nesuim. Other you can answer what you're trying to answer, that when you have to say b'mutter l'nesra ba'asur l'kol shekin, and numul kal v'chaymas. Aber mazal gushosoi, dear taka, the pshat is, the whole chisorin is in the marriage. While the whole chisorin is in the marriage, so even if it happens before, we could have the kal v'chaymas. Because the pshat is, what is the isu? The isur is that Hashem doesn't want this nisui. The Isur is on the Nisui. The Isur is to be Machzir Gushosoi. So this is the Isur and the Nisui. It's much deeper. You're right that it didn't happen in the middle. But the Chefze of the Isur is to remarry. It's not an Isur. This is the Isur. The Isur is to bring back this marriage. That's the Chefze of the Isur. So maybe here, Taka, even if it's not the Mutol and Esra, could be Mubia Isur. I don't know, but it's very interesting. The Gemara by us has a problem in the Girsa. When the Gemara brings the Kalvachoymer, if you don't look in the Bach, Taka, the Gemara says the Andre Kalvachoymer. The Gemara says Kalvachoymer, Bemutol Asura, Beosula Le Kol Sheken. The Bach says, Bemutol and Esra. Our Girsa in the Gemara is not Bemutol and Esra. So they say, I think Moshe Rabbaron, that can say that in Machzir Grushosoi, the Kal V'Chomer is even if it didn't become Asur in the middle. Because here the issues is a problem. It's too much Sibar Ka'arayis. This issues is a worse issue, Stake. What Tezis brings down the Gemara in the Machzir Grushosoi, the Gil says, V'Muto Lo Nesro. But can say that Eina Chanami, our Machzir Grushosoi is different. Abir Nefkemine, Tesis and Nefkud Beza Mudalev, as is a kasha. Right? The Gemara has two lishnas. If Olim Kalvachayim Ale Miftar Tzora or not, and then the lishne basra is Hochi Boy Rabbi Yechonon. Miko mi boili, higufo mi alime Kalvachayim Bemokim Mitzvah or not. The Gemara has a tzad, mi Olim Kalvachayim Bemokim Mitzvah or not. You say a Kalvachayim or you don't say a Kalvachayim? That's the suffix of the Gemara. You say a Kal V'Chomer or you don't say a Kal V'Chomer? Frek Teisves, and the Bo'amasril Mi'amrinu Kal V'Chomer, Vim Toimar, how the Gemara has two tzedodim here? One side is, for sure you say Kal V'Chomer, Safek if Olim Kal V'Chomer Lemiftar Tzora or not. What is the second side of the Gemara? No. For sure, Loi Olim Kal V'Chomer Lemiftar Tzora. The suffix is, Mi amrin el kal v'choyma v'mokim mitzvah na. Frank Tesis, you forgot the Gemara and Soito. The Gemara and Soito stayed kal v'choyma. Soito suffix is a kal v'choyma. V'mutol en esra be'osol ole kol shekem. Zag Tesis, ain't a chanam is a suffix in the Gemara and Soito. But maybe there you could learn a different pshat in the Gemara and Soito. Le'acha v'lei le'yavo. But Tesis is be'etzem asking a shayla. Why here? Lefi the end of the Gemara. Lefi the end of the Gemara, lefi the end of the Gemara. The Gemara has a suffix if we say Kal V'Chomer Lemiftar Tzora or not. We have a suffix if we say Kal V'Chomer Lemiftar Tzora or not. That's the suffix of the Gemara. And in the Sugi and Soito was pushed to the Gemara that we say Kal V'Chomer Lemiftar Tzora. It's like that because there's different terutzim there in the Gemara. But if we'll say Taki that our Kal V'Chomer is not exactly the same, our Kal V'Chomer really is not mamish b'mutol on Esra, so we have the answer on Teis discussion. Could be when it happens in the middle, for sure Olim Kal V'Chomer Lemiftar Tzora. Our suffix is not exactly the same suffix if Olim Kal V'Chomer Lemiftar Tzora or not, because by us already she was also Be'etzem before it start, while we had a suffix even before it start. B'meile, our Gemara Taki was misupek if Miolim Kal V'Chomer to patter herself or not. So the Gemara says, "Omar Leitanitua, Hoisa Achas Ksheiro V'Achas Psula, Imayocholetz Cholitz LePsula, Imayomiyabem Miyabem LeKsheiro." Zog the Gemara, "My Ksheiro, My Psula, Ilei MeKsheiro Ksheiro LeAlme, Psula Psula LeAlme, Kevo Didei Chazim, My Nafkimina Minei." Elo lav ksheiro ksheiro lei, psula psula lei. Umayinu mazri gushosei. V'ktoni mo'im yabem yabem l'ksheiro. So we see, we push it both shayles of Rashi. Lishne kamer we see that it doesn't part of the tzor. Lishne basra we see that she cannot do yibu. Loi, ksheiro le'alme. Psula le'alme. V'deko amres keivon edidei chazi mainav kemine minei. Mishum Rabbi Yosef, domar Rabbi Yosef, kanshono rebi, lo yishpo ichodo miboiroi v'acherim tzrichim lei. A person has two yevamis. One a grusha. He's not a kohen. And one a regular. Be'etzem he could do yibum to both. If he wants, he could do yibum to both. But if he does chalitza, we tell him, do chalitza to the grusha, and don't do chalitza to the regular one. Why? Because the grusha anyway cannot marry a kohen. But the regular one, the one that is a regular almana, she can marry a kohen. And if you will do chalitza to her, you make her not to be roi lekehuna. So what? Kan shono rebi. Lo yishpoi chodo meboiroi veacherim tzrichim lo. Don't throw away the water if someone else needs it. Someone has to ask you, Kan shono rebi. So here we have to learn it, yeah? Don't say the yisoid of rebi. Lo yishpoi chodo meboiroi veacherim tzrichim lo. לא יש פה אחד מבוירי ואחרים צריכים. Someone to ask you a shayl. So that is said, לא יש פה אחד מבוירי ואחרים צריכים. לא יש פה אחד מבוירי ואחרים צריכים. What is the pshat in this isu, if לא יש פה אחד מבוירי ואחרים צריכים? Let me clear, maybe, well, remind me the shayla. It's about tashchis dike aloche? Or maybe it's a chesed dike aloche? Why have to come to Rebbe? Lo yish pachodo mebeire v'acherin tzrichim lebal tashchis. Tell us, there's no bal tashchis, but it's raining outside. But I have to save the water not to go to a waste? I have a flood. Is it bal tashchis? No bal tashchis. Rebbe is mechadish, but if someone needs the water, don't throw away the water. So I don't need the water. It's bothering me. I want to get rid of this water. So the easiest way is to pour it away. But Rebbe says, if someone needs it, don't throw it away. Why? So you could say, it's mitzvah the parsha from Bal Tashchis. The Rabbi Yehine, and Shar Gimel, he brings down all of the lavim, Ois Pei Beis, he brings down the lav of Bal Tashchis. Loi tashchis es eitzol in derech ole garzen. Gemara says in Sanhedrin, it's not dafka in trees, it's in, also in godim and oir, the Gemara in Kiddushin. Huzalnu shloi lefazer momen larik, afilu shov eprute. Ve'omu Rabbi Seina mekare al meisa yoisu midai loike. Ve'omu zichoinu levroche biyevomes, lo yishpach odo meiboiroi ve'acherim tzrichim lo. So it's mashma, it's a parsha from Bal Tashchis. It's a bit difficult to understand what Shaykh do Bal Tashchis. I mean, two Yevomes fall in Yibum. I'm allowed to do Chalitza to either one. But if I'm spoiling someone that she will not be Roi to Kehuna, it's a Bal Tashchis. Why? I'm not a Kohen. I want to do Chalitza. I don't want to embarrass this one. I want to embarrass this one. I don't want to do Chalitza to this one. I want to do Chalitza to this one. You can tell me to who to do Chalitza? Yeah, but if you do chalitza to this one, no one lost. If you did chalitza to this one, koyanim lost. Lo yish pachodem ebeire ve'acherim tzrichim loy. It's also a kind of a chisorim. It's as a sot bal tashchis. It's midas maybe. But what is the pshat? It's a bal tashchis. It's not a pashat. The pshat is it's a ashchose. It's a ma'ase ashchose. Someone else could enjoy it, and you're making that person not to enjoy it. So a Rav HaKomoicho is not a Bal Tashchis. Exactly. Shteitin Rabbi Yehine is no Sheiches to Vav HaKomoicho. Bal Tashchis is not touching you with Vav HaKomoicho. It's not, as Vav HaKomoicho I can do Chalitza to one that I want. My Cheshboinus. I'm doing Chalitza, I have a Mitzvah to Chalitza. Because everyone wants to be making Shem Le'ochim. We still have both of the Noshim want to be the one to do Chalitza. They want to do it to Mekai Mepes for a husband. But it's a Musig of Ashchose. By you is no difference, and someone else lose, this is called Ashchose. Lo yishpach odo meboiroi ve'acherim tzrichim loy. So it's stated in the Gemara, so you saw it. So it's about, you could have thought it's not chesed. But when you understand it, it's Ashchose. So when they were learning Yevomes in Lakewood, I heard it from the Bala, from, I think the person heard it from Bala Maisa, I can't remember from, they were learning Yevomes, and they were going to a wedding. And on the way back, Reb Aaron was going in a car. So Reb Aaron was sitting in the front. There was two bachrim sitting in the back. Altogether, it was four places in the car. But then it was five places in the car. And they were driving out of the place. And actually, the chasa was driving out of Leku. And was starting to a goy, a big goy, a dark goy. And they went weiter. Reb Aaron said, go back. He said, we're scared. Reb Aaron says, I'm strong. Reb Aaron said, I'm strong. So he asked Reb Aaron why. So we learned how to sugya. Lo yishpach adam meboyre v'achirim tzrichim loy. There's an extra seat here to leave when someone could enjoy this seat is against the Gemara. Now Rabban didn't mean to do chesed. It's not even to make chesed. To ain't even bris. Rabban meant it's hashchosa. What? Think about it. No, stay there and say that lo yishpach adam meboyre v'achirim tzrichim loy. When it's something that someone in the world could enjoy. Shh. No. Shh. Stay there. The pshat is. The mechayev from Baltashris. What is the mechayev from Baltashris? That a person lamazogin has in his house clothes and he doesn't want to give him out. It's not mechuyev to give him out. But if he tears his clothes, he's oibel Baltashris. Why? It's not mechuyev to give out his clothes. It's allowed to leave him in the closet and to be meirishit medoldo. It's not Baltashris. It's mushches. It's not beseder. It's not Baltashris. He takes his clothes and he tears them. It's a Baltashris. Person has extra food in his house and he doesn't want to give it away. So he throws it out. He's not mechuyev to give out his food. But he takes food that people could eat and he throws it away. This is about tashchis. It's hashchos. Zog the Gemara, if someone could enjoy it, even if you cannot enjoy it, it's a kind of baltashchis. So Rabban took it to the next level. If it's an extra seat that someone could move now from here to there, and you're driving empty, this is hashchos. This is hashchos. So all of these terutzim could be terutzim maybe when someone is ain't a ben bris. But if someone is a ben bris and you don't do to the other person, you're over and can't shun a rabbi. Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow, we'll start Tzoras Mamayim.